That's the word I'm looking for. Requirements or specifications on what type of... What's that?
Stipulations.
Yeah, stipulations.
So I think the only stipulation we're going to have is that
you... age or size or has to be a...
I don't know about size. I know age. We could get into discrimination law pretty quick, but I mean, we could make sure that you're 20.
Not age of people, age of camper that's being brought on the property. I know that I can't take my fifth wheel because
I would say that that'd be something to look into. I hadn't thought of that. Yeah, I haven't thought of that.
That's all.
Okay. The commissioner just mentioned something that I didn't realize. He said you could put. I forgot the number. You said 20-some mobile homes there or something if you wanted to now, and you said yes. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. I could do monthly rental there without a rezone. I'm only going for the rezone to be able to do nightly rental.
Well, 10. The maximum number would be 10, one per 2 acres. He'd keep them all under one ownership on that lot, and he'd have a maximum of 10. He'd just have to come get the building permit and show he had a septic permit for it. And he could do long-term rental for up to 10 on that 21-acre parcel. And there's already one. I don't know about the old house to the east.
It's non-livable, yeah, and we've not fixed it because we're waiting for this.
So on the ag land there, I can bring in mobile homes up to 10
because
without having to have anything zoned or going through a conditional use permit or anything.
Yes.
On ag land.
Because of the acreage amount.
Because single-family home residential's allowed on A1.
You can't keep somebody from putting a home or residence on the property.
Not one, but 10 and rent them out?
Well, it's 21 acres, so one per 2 acres. And just do the math, it'd be, whether they'd fit or not, I don't know.
So replatted.
No, he's just going to keep them all under one ownership.
No, if I want to put 10 or how many mobile homes...
That's not correct, because we have a mobile home definition. He would have to rezone to MH1.
You're That's correct. What I was thinking.
I see where you're going.
I thought so.
But I could have
he
up
could
to...
He could flat them separately in one per lot.
Replat. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm,
but as it. Is, he
but
can't
as is,
turn that into a mobile home park.
He would need to rezone to the MH1.
Yeah.
But he could replat it and put one.
Uh-huh, one per lot. Yeah, on the replat.
And a replat's done... That doesn't have to go before the board?
No. Well, they would have to go before planning if it's more than six.
Okay.
He could do six,
with nothing,
which is administratively looking at the plat.
And that was, I brought up on the last one, not this, it was due to the conditional use. I had said that you could put 5 duplexes down through there, and that would be more detrimental to the area than what we're talking about with people coming and going. That would be 30 to 40 permanent residents coming
with,
and leaving.
With approval.
I don't,
Need
yeah.
Or two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd have to be rezoned.
For the rezone. Mm-hmm.
But you could put in... There's other things that he could do without having to go through the zoning process.
For single family.
For single family
residents. Correct.
Yeah. With Mr. Lutz's, Dr. Lutz's, some of your concerns was more mobile home and not RV parks. I just wanted to make sure we're hearing RV park, not...
No, that's correct, RV.
There's no confusions there between... No what? Can't hear me?
My concern was...
Some of the things you brought up dealt specifically...
I can't hear you, Brandon. Okay. I have to come closer.
You're fine.
I can't help it, you know?
No, go ahead.
When you hear he's gone, it's gone, dude. I got these $8,000 hearing aids.
You had said some of your concerns were, how are you going to get the people out? That's not an eviction process. They can only stay for so many days because it's an RV park, not a mobile home park. So some of those concerns wouldn't...
Okay,
you wouldn't
let
have
me ask you a question. A lot of times when you rent... I don't want to be right in your face. When you rent property to somebody and they don't pay the rent, do you know how long it takes to get them... out of that property?
That's on a rental eviction side. That's not on a, not an RV park.
Well,
a
what
hotel.
Is the regulation on an RV park? And I pull in with my travel trailer and my two kids and I park it there.
I'm assuming it's going to be the same as a hotel or anything else.
Which is?
Trespassing, I'm assuming. I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah,
I don't
well,
know.
I don't either.
But it's
and
not
that's what I'd like to know.
Okay. But it's not the same as a... it's not the same
as a monthly
eviction process. That's something completely different.
But the end result is the same.
I don't believe
people
so.
People aren't gone.
I don't believe so.
Anybody else that wants to speak?
Yeah, I
just want to make sure there is a difference between mobile home park and RV park. I just want to clarify.
I know the difference between a mobile home and an RV.
I was asking for clarification on what he was asking. So.
All right. Thank you.
You're fine. Thank you.
Yep. All right.
Well, thank you, Brandon. I like to have that good eye contact with you. I love talking, so we'll get up here and give some of the...
Anyone else wish to speak in opposition of the project? Sir?
Morning. My name is William Smith. Reside at 246 Roberts Ridge, which is the first property around the corner off of Highway 160. Not going to get into a very lengthy discussion about this. Basically, the area is Agriculture 1. It's established. The residents in this area are agriculture-minded. They've got a hay business, or they're raising livestock of various kinds, and it's residential. Also, some of the areas that I believe Mr. Pender might be considering as an asset to his project are being controlled. Access to the Beaver Creek off of Roberts Ridge has been gated. If anybody happens to want to try to get down through there, so forth, they're going to find out that Roberts Ridge is a dead end. If they've got a vehicle that's of any size, they're going to find it very difficult to turn around and come back out without trespassing on somebody's property, which is another issue. Trespassing and traffic. I know I don't need any more people trying to turn around in my driveway and on my property than I already have. Basically, Mr. Pender is trying to introduce an entertainment-type environment into an agriculture-oriented area, and I think that's a lot of what people are concerned about. I think I pretty much covered everything I wanted to say, sir.
Okay. Any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right.
My name is Shane Klinkenbeard. I live at 1552 Roberts Ridge, which is the end of the dead end road where my driveway starts. Like they've pointed out, you know, it's a very agricultural area. I mean, that is what that's made for. And down there at the end of the road, you can turn around, but it is very hard to turn around down there. I have problems with stock trailers at times. And then the access road to get to the creek down there has been shut down by the Corps. I don't know what the reasonings for that are, but it has helped a lot with keeping the riprap and everything out of there. I've dealt with it when I first moved down there. The reason I moved down there was to get away from stuff like this, to be as far away from basically town as I could get. If you want tourism, if you want to go see sites, go to Branson, stay here at the Great Escapes that's going in. It gets you closer to town. If you want to camp down there when the water's not flooded, there is access at Beaver Creek. You can go to the marina. You can go to the Cassie Mills Bridge. That's what that area is for. We've already seen something like this go in down there over off Cross Timbers. That is, when it went in, I would say it had very good, they have good intentions when that originally went in. It has changed hands multiple times, and since then, well, it is what it is now. It's a very dilapidated area and has brought in things that we don't want down there, but we can't control that. And that's within a couple miles of where this is proposed to go in. And then as far as he brought the site map in, can I come and point some things out?
Sure.
These entrances that he already has on the property, this one here on the east end, that's a horrible spot. It's on the curve. You can't see very far in each direction. I don't even know if that drive would get approval if you were to try to put it in new today. This one here, at this end of the property,
It's better, but there's still a rise in the highway, and it's harder to see right through here. And then if you look at how he has this proposed, you put a dump station in here, in your shower houses and stuff, that's cutting your line of sight down for anything trying to pull in or out of this driveway. And then this driveway here, I know he got a permit approved from DOT, but what type of driveway got approved? Was it just for an agricultural entrance to get into access into the land, or is that drive able to sustain lots of pounds in driving with the size of these RVs, fifth wheels, X type of vehicles you're going to be bringing out in and out of there? Also, the land disturbance that you would bring where these proposed cabins are, and this here, there's going to have, this is a very, the topography of this is a very steep area. So you're going to have to do a lot of land disturbance movement. What's that going to do for this up here on the flat? Is it going to try to wash down? And also we have this wet weather creek that runs straight into Beaver, that anything is going to, any runoff will continue to flow down.
Scott, can you draw that up on the map?
What's that?
The, I think she's asking for the topography map.
Contours?
Uh-huh.
They'll have to be pretty close sometimes when there's lots of them. So here's your drainage. Mm-hmm. Right kind of in the middle of the property. And then it starts heading straight to the west. These are all going down. It looks like it drains out off of that parcel about right in this location.
Mm-hmm. Down to the left, Scott.
Yep. There's the corner of the parcel. That's still going downhill, so it just kind of follows the property line right there.
It's pretty steep.
Yep, dumps off right in that corner. Because mm-hmm. that's at 800, this is at 806, 810, 812, where my cursor is. So this is your lowest spot, because this is 818. So it does literally dump out right in that northwest corner.
It said septic tank in the beginning. You said private well and septic tank.
Mm-hmm.
What type of sewer system do you have it having? What type of sewer system did you have it having?
Or well, you have to get the soils evaluation. There'll be something that'll work. You have to get the soils evaluation and per it and the amount of flow that Mr. Suti estimates per the use. His installer, he's an installer, so he would design a system per that soils evaluation. It would be off of it, you're going to base how many lineal feet a trench, how deep, how wide, does it have to be engineered? That's all based off that soils evaluation.
So if they're letting them put septic tanks in,
uh-huh.
will they take into consideration the neighbor below and the where the lines and how it would go, or will it be a...
No, because there's no surface discharge in septic systems. That's illegal to surface discharge wastewater on a septic system. It all has to be below ground treatment. If it's surfacing, it's a violation. So that won't... Now, they separate them from wells just because a well is subsurface, and that's where your treatment of your septic system is going to be, is subsurface.
Of course, that'll be up to, and I don't know that we can consider that, but be up to what type of system they let them put in. If you've got five nightly rentals,
mm-hmm.
and then you've got, if it's approved for RVs,
mm-hmm.
what's the limit that can be put in there? Is there a limit?
Well, according to this regulations of Article 16, probably 100 plus.
Mm. Okay.
But you have that section 16090, which I sent you, which allows the county commission to impose other conditions, requirements, or limitations concerning the design, development, operation of such recreational vehicle park as it deems necessary for the protection of adjacent properties in the public interest. So This one's a little bit like a CUP. You have the ability per that 19090 to limit the number of RV sites.